Exodus chapter 34. And Yahweh said to Moses, Cut you two tables of stone like to the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which you broke. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me at the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with you, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mountain, neither let the flocks nor the herds feed before that mountain. And he cut two tables of stone, like to the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And Yahweh descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh El, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, If now I found grace in your sight, O Yahweh, let my Elohim, I pray you, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with you. Observe you that which I command you this day. I drive out from before you the Amorite and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be for a snare in the midst of you. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For you shall worship no other El. For Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous El. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim, and one calls you, and you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters to your sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their Elohim, and make your sons go a-whoring after their Elohim. He shall make you no molten Elohim. The feast of unleavened bread shall you keep. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib you came out from Egypt. All that opened the womb is mine, and every firstling among your cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you do not redeem him, then you shall break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. And none shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In earing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times in the year shall all your men children appear before the sovereign Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before you, and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land, when you shall go up to appear before Yahweh or Elohim 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left to the morning. The first of the firstfruits of your land you shall bring to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. And Yahweh said to Moses, Write down these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came near, and they gave them in commandment all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil upon his face. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. End of chapter.